Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
947, Dean Richards, Sunday morning. I like the old school Batman, you know, the TV Batman. I like them all. Honestly, if you're going to ask me my favorite Batman of all, definitely Christian Bale as the Dark Knight. Like Adam West for what it is, you know, campy TV fun, but Christian Bale was pretty amazing. I have now seen Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice twice, and I think my opinion remains pretty much the same. I wound up giving it Dean's List B- on it. I did not trash the movie the way a lot of critics have. I think a lot of critics just wanted to pile on this movie. You know, because number one, because Ben Affleck's in it, and people like to trash Ben Affleck, whether what he does is good or whether what he does is not good. And I think he's good in this movie. I think he does a good job as Batman in this movie. There are some problems with the movie, the biggest being that it's too long. The movie is just way too long, and the setup before anything like really exciting in this movie takes a long time. Now, I'm not saying that it's a movie killer. I'm saying go and see it. I'm just saying be patient. If you are patient, I think you're going to really enjoy the movie. It just takes a long time to get things set up. Henry Cavill is great as Superman. I'm a fan of his as Superman. Amy Adams, I think, is great as Lois Lane. By the way, Amy Adams, Henry Cavill, Superman, Ben Affleck, Batman, all three my guests on my Dean's List A-List interview today just after 11 o'clock. We were in Los Angeles. Was it last week or the week before? I can't remember now. But recently, we were in L.A. and talked with the entire Batman cast. But today we'll share those three interviews and hear their perspectives on, you know, recreating, bringing back the Superman character, Lois Lane, you know, the mashup between the two. That's all going to be coming up after 11 o'clock this morning. I think that Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor is great. It really grew on me. It took me a little while in this movie because of the long setup, I think, to really appreciate. Like, he is a nutcase villain. Very much reminded me of Heath Ledger's Joker in the second Dark Knight movie. Kind of like a really diabolical, crazy villain. So I like that. Gal Gadot, Israeli actress Gal Gadot, as Wonder Woman, I think did a great job. Zack Snyder, the director of the film, is kind of famous for, you know, throwing everything and the kitchen sink and everything at, you know, viewers of the movies. And he does that here. I think it doesn't benefit the movie. Sometimes less is more. And this movie could have benefited from that a little bit. But I think generally I was happy with it. I mean, B- is above average. It's definitely above average. Just took a little while. I want to get your opinions, though, and what some of you thought about this, because I can always judge, you know, kind of how the box office for a movie is going to go based on the reaction that I get after I review the movie on television, which I usually do on Friday mornings. I can, you know, you can tell how people are, you know, the volume of reaction, the passion of the reaction. Comic book fans, Superman fans, Batman fans are through the roof about this movie. They realize that there are some problems with it, but still love it no matter what. You know, and I can sort of respect that. But even you know, passive fans, you know, not super fans. I consider myself one of those. I'm not like a super trivia kind of fan. I like them both. But I think even others are coming out of this and saying that they had a good time. We got I've been getting nothing but reaction. I'd love to hear yours at 312-981-7200. Here's one that is from the 773 area code. Happy Easter, Uncle Dean. Thank you for being polite. Happy Easter, Uncle Dean. Batman versus Superman was poorly edited and shamefully shamefully under Wonder Woman represented. Under Wonder Woman represented. I didn't feel that about Wonder Woman because this movie is Batman Superman, and most of the movie should be about them. The primary function of Wonder Woman here, and the glimpse that you see of some of the other Justice heroes who are going to be introduced and getting their own movie soon. This was purely introduction. So I didn't feel like Wonder Woman was underrepresented here at all. The poorly edited thing, you may have a point with this. That's Zack Snyder's style, is to throw everything in the world at you. And so it can be a little overwhelming. And I think that's, that is basically an editing function. Kind of agree there. 312-981-7200. And Cameron, hi, you're on WGN. What do you think of Batman versus Superman?
Good morning, Dean. Happy Easter to you. And I'm a huge fan of yours.
Thank you.
I absolutely hated it. I saw it the Thursday that it came out. And I felt like, the writers just read one issue of Superman, one issue of Batman, and said, hey, let's make a movie. I mean, it was awful.
You mean too basic? It was too basic?
It was, the Batman Batman aspect of it, Batman does not kill people. And I felt that the Batman was a little too dark, and the Superman just was a little too unrealistic, and pile that on with bad acting and Zack Snyder's track record. He only has a handful of films that are critically acclaimed, so this one was definitely a miss for me.
Okay, that one missed for you. Any positives whatsoever in here for you at all?
I did like the fight scenes. Those were very well done. I'm a superhero fan, so Doomsday was very well done towards the latter half of the film. But overall, I just was unimpressed.
Unimpressed with the whole thing. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's what, a lot of the critics felt the same way. And would you call yourself a comic book enthusiast? I only ask that because I sort of get a sense from the feedback that I'm getting that the people who are being most critical on the films are the ones who really know the nuances of, they've been Batman and Superman fans all their life. They know every nuance of both characters. And from that sense, they're disappointed that there wasn't a lot more nuance in it.
Yeah. I wouldn't consider myself a Batman fan or a Superman fan or superhero fan. More of a movie guy, but, growing up, my dad's brother is a huge Superman fan, and I would oftentimes, when he would babysit me, he would put on Superman. It was interesting. And I've watched Batman, the animated series, and I've watched all of, the Christian Bale Batman movies,
right.
But, I just wasn't really impressed,
right,
with Zack Snyder's.
I'll go along with you. The Christian Bale, the Christopher Nolan directed Christian Bale Batman movies, the Dark Knight movies, are some of the greatest movies ever made. I think those are fantastic masterpieces. And
exactly.
So if you're going to compare the two, definitely I agree with you. But it sounds like I liked it a little better than you did. I'm glad you called though, and I appreciate that. Thank you. Have a great day.
Yep. Thank you very much, Dean. You too.
Thanks a lot. Here's Jerry. You kind of agree with our previous caller, huh, Jerry?
Yeah. One of the things that, being a comic book fan, I recognize is that not only is Bruce Wayne rich, but he's highly intelligent because, as a matter of fact, he's a detective. And there were just so many things and instances in that movie that the Bruce Wayne of the comic book would have caught on to, okay? Particularly,
let's be careful with spoilers. Let's be careful with spoilers. Our last caller gave one of them away. I want to be careful not to give anything away. But I know what you're saying, that Batman, while not having any super strength, one of his great strengths was his ability to figure out things. And you don't think that the movie Batman did that?
No, not at all. And the movie in and of itself, it was almost like, if you've ever been hungry and you really got a taste for something,
yeah,
but yet you eat something else and you leave there not quite feeling satisfied.
Not quite satisfied, yeah.
Right, right. So the hype for me in terms of the expectation, okay, right. When I got there and I saw it, it just didn't meet my expectations. But, you know, like I always do, I'm going to go back, I'm going to look at it again, okay, just to make sure that maybe it's not me.
Yeah.
But last night when I left the movie, I just wasn't feeling great about it.
I saw it a second time last night, and I caught a few things that I didn't see the first time around.
Right.
I kind of felt the same way about the movie, you know, both times. But I do have to say I caught a few nuances the second time around that I didn't see the first time around. I'm glad you called, though, Jerry. I appreciate your call. We're going to talk more about Batman, Superman. I've got my interviews with Ben Affleck, Henry Cavill, Amy Adams coming up a little after 11 this morning here on WGN.